And now, Hard Facts.
Hard Facts with Dio.
Welcome back. Still Hard Fact tonight, 81390 in Fern Herringbone Harker down Dial. 9 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Discussions continue. Story cut to the punch makes the next matter of discourse. Buhari honors Joe Blackson, hero who drowned after rescuing 13 people from river. And the president, Muhammadu Buhari, has bestowed a posthumous award on the hero, Joe Blackson, who saved 13 people from drowning but died while attempting to save more people. Blackson died on July 28, 2018, while saving others following a boat accident on the Abonima Bakana waterway in Rivers State. He was survived by his wife and two children. However, on September 30, Buhari presented a posthumous award to his wife and two children. Now, sharing pictures of the event on his verified Facebook page, the president described Blackson as a true Nigerian hero. Blackson successfully rescued 13 persons and tragically drowned while attempting the 14th rescue. He was the sole casualty of the boat accident. The president noted that he presented a presidential special award for bravery and patriotism to the late hero. I presented a posthumous presidential special award for bravery and patriotism to his wife, Mercy, and his two children in recognition of the greatness and heroism of their husband and father. We will continue to celebrate the best of Nigeria and Nigerians as we work for and look forward to a better, brighter, and greater Nigeria, the president said. So, might this be a sign that we're once again celebrating true Nigerian heroes? Because it appears, or it may seem, that for some time right now, the only way you get any kind of attention in Nigeria is if you're an honorable or an excellency, if you're on ground or you have structure, whatever the heck that means. But are we finally, do you think that maybe we are turning, we're turning a new leaf, finally, celebrating true Nigerian heroes? Do you think that's what's happened here? Or do you think it's entirely something different? Let's get your take now. The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002. We're live on Facebook, I suppose. facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. It does seem that we might have some issues with the phone lines at the moment. Okay, I think we're back. Oh, that's great. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome.
Hello, very good evening.
All right, go on.
Honestly, I must thank Mr. President for doing that. I myself, I'm not the type, but I keep on tweeting. That's when somebody do something good, I must tell you, I love that. Work of development. God bless him for that.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're welcome. Go on.
Yeah, Dario, good evening. This is Jack Rich from Omokurushi.
Go ahead, Jack Rich.
Yeah, actually, I heard the news and it's quite an enlightening one. And I think we've been too critical about this government, and this is one thing that they've really done. And I hope that it has to be encouraged. You know, it's truly a remarkable thing. You know, and we hope that it continues.
Zachary, do you think that this incident might spur other Nigerians to acts of heroism?
Yeah, Nigerians generally are their brother's keeper. That's a natural thing.
Really? Are you sure about that? Because I've heard several reports that, I mean, somebody could be robbing you daylight at Rumokoro roundabout and everybody's just walking on like nothing's going on, like it's another fine Saturday afternoon.
Well, you know the security situation, and but you know, naturally, this thing comes naturally. I know I just can't explain. I've been outside the country and I've seen how Nigerians there respond to things that the average citizens there would say, oh man, you would have risked your life, you know. But in Nigeria, it's more or less like a common thing. Let's forget about the fact that things are so bad and this thing. One has to be very cautious, but I think naturally the Nigerian spirit is there that, man, I think I can do this to assist.
Hmm. You know? But do we do that now? Do you think Nigerians do that now? At home? Not overseas or abroad, but at home?
Well, Blankson did it. Blankson did it, and I'm sure there are a lot of Blankson in Nigeria, you know.
Like you, Jack Rich Blankson. Oh,
so let me just call them.
Oh, okay. I said like you.
Ah, yeah. If I have the opportunity, well, I'll do it. I'm always there to assist. But at the same time, I have to be cautious. You know. But the spirit is there to do this thing. Whether you are recognized or not, it doesn't really matter. As far as you satisfy your conscience, I think, to a large extent.
All right. Now, are Nigerians, it doesn't mean everybody, but obviously, but I'm asking, do you think Nigerians are largely the brother's keepers? Do we have this spirit of heroism, if you will? Because if you consider things, it almost appears that it's every man for himself, you know. That's why I said, I mean, you could be standing at Rumokoro roundabout, a very busy place, and somebody is robbing you, and everybody just walks on like nothing's going on. We got Tochi from a chair. You're welcome. Please go on.
Good evening, Dayo.
All right, go ahead.
Engineer,
go ahead, please. Go ahead.
The Buhari mortalizing the person who tried to save the life of people. The 14th person, right? Before he died.
Yes.
You see, Nigeria can never mortalize any person who is alive. Assuming that this man has saved the 14th life, save even up to 20, nobody will even know exactly what he did to the life of the people. It's because he died. Because since I have been seen that the only people that Nigeria can only recognize is people that tried and died along the process. That is when they will say, this person is a hero or not a hero. But when that person do that and succeed and live alive, nobody will see the person. Nobody will call the person a hero except the person died. You see, the kind
the president has a... All right. Francis Rupinika, you're welcome. Just go on.
Yeah,
go ahead, Francis.
Let me throw the line of the last speaker. Because one, you not only be remembered when the person is no more. There are a lot of Nigerians out there who are doing similar things to Blacks indeed, but nobody remembers them because probably they are still alive. I believe that our government should learn how to recognize and reward good work for those people who are left.
But there are many people who've done stuff as well, who died in the past, and nobody recognized them either.
And nobody remembers them.
Exactly.
Yeah, you are correct. You are correct. So, on that note, I think I'm commending the president, even if the recognition is coming 4 years after, from 27th of July 2018 till now. I think it's 4 years plus. But all this time we thank him. No matter how long it takes, it is good that he has recognized that the young man did a nice job.
Do you think this will inspire Nigerians to acts of heroism?
Of course. Of course, because in the past, what we keep hearing is invitation of warlords to a sort of recognition of miscreants and hoodlums. I believe that this will go along with the spare other Nigerians to be of positive attitude.
All right, Francis.
Yeah, thank you, Daya.
Let's get to your take as well. Once again, you can also reach via WhatsApp on 0809-0306416. Working on getting that up and running right now. Do have some issues with it at the moment, though. And Facebook as well. I do have some issues with Facebook also. Hopefully that will be resolved sometime soon. Wonder what the problem is though. But it's facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. A reminder, WhatsApp on 0809 030 6416. The numbers to call once again, 0817 930002 or 0003 or 0007. Buhari honors Joe Blankson, hero who drowned after rescuing 13 people from river. So the incident happened. Blankson died July 28, 2018. I think that makes it I think that should be 3 years plus, 2018 2019 2020 2021. So it's about 3 years now, I suppose. Another thing is about four, as the last caller suggested. Hello, Hard Facts, welcome.
Hi, good evening,
sir. Hi, go ahead.
Okay. If I do my calling you from...
Go ahead, please.
I must really congratulate or thank you, Mr. President, for that, because one thing is for somebody to labor, another thing is for you to have a reward. And secondly, it's going to boost the morale of the other people that be doing good, dying duty. I remember it's not only himself, even Dalakiri. I don't know, is it other government that was even giving award to his husband and being a state government? I don't really know. Professor Dalakiri's husband had just died at Anambra State that day. It's almost similar to that. So I really I am happy for President for what he did. Is good. But secondly, it's even still good that when somebody is alive, you have to see, recognize the person for his good job, not when person died. Because as he died now, it's only those that is alive that can be able to say, something like this happened. Nana is in grave. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, do Nigerians have a spirit of heroism? And I know, I think I asked the caller that, and his response was yes. I mean, yeah, but we do have Blankson. Blankson did something, no doubt about that. But is Joe Blankson representative of the majority of Nigerians, or he's just some odd figure? Does Joe Blankson represent who Nigerians are, what Nigerians stand for? Are Nigerians naturally prone to acts of heroism and being there for somebody else, even at the at the prospect of grave danger to themselves? And do you think this act of the president might spur other Nigerians to acts of bravery or heroic acts such as this? Hopefully, we're not lead to death, but even if there's danger of that happening, what do you think? Hello, Hard Facts, you're welcome.
Hi, Mr. Dayo, good evening.
Go ahead.
Okay, to answer your question, I would say yes. Nigeria has the act of coming out to help when fellow Nigerians are in danger or uncomfortable place, because we've seen that happen time and time again. Even though most of these scenarios do not really come out to the front burner for us to see. Especially, if you ask me, I think the Joe Blackson is just... That would not be his first time of coming out like this, you know, because for him to have done this, it means he has actually been there doing things like this. God just... let's say reward him, though he is not alive to enjoy the benefits of what has happened. So, of course, I want to commend the president, and permit me to say that since he came to power, of course, he has been recognizing our heroes, or people that have done remarkable things. I could remember June 12th. It was in his administration that this was made a Democracy Day, if I'm not mistaken. And some structures of other government were named after
some personalities who are no longer there, and so on and so forth. Even our footballers were recognized, those ones that has won medals in the past years under this administration. So if you ask me, kudos to the president. I want to join other callers to also say that we have the ones that are alive, our military men, our police, and even the ones that, the civilians on the road as well. So if they can extend such gratitude to them, I think more people will come out to help or salvage.
Great to hear from you, sir. Thanks for your contribution. Welcome back. Stay Hard Factor 91.3 Nigeria. In Fern, Harry and Podhakad. I'm Dio. Conversation continues. Many thanks for staying tuned. The matter up for discussion at the moment. Buhari honours Joe Blackson, a hero who drowned after rescuing 13 people from river. The president, Muhammadu Buhari, has bestowed a posthumous award on a hero, Joe Blackson, who saved 13 people from drowning but died while attempting to save more people. Sharing pictures of the event on his verified Facebook page, the president described Blackson as a true Nigerian hero. On Thursday night at the State House, we honored the memory of Joseph Blackson, a true Nigerian hero who lost his life while saving others following a boat accident on the Abonima-Bakana waterway in River State on July 28, 2018. Is Joe Blackson representative of the majority of Nigerians, or is he an anomaly, an exception to the rule, if you will, or does he represent the Nigerian spirit? And might this, by the way, spur other Nigerians to acts of bravery or heroism? Let's get your take. The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Ernest is from Mile 4. Ernest, you're welcome. Go on.
Hello. Good evening, Mr.
Bayer. Go ahead, sir.
How is it today, sir?
Very well, thank you.
I have my words. I in my own words, I wouldn't have to say that Mr. President has done absolutely well by recognizing the person who died a couple of years ago. In that, I think based on the picture I saw on the social platform, I think aside the what he handed over to the woman and the child that saw that there, there is no other thing that Mr. President said that he has awarded contract to the young boy belongs to the man who died. Or is there anything like that aside just an award handover, something handover to the woman and the child?
Well, those details were not given.
Because how can you tell me that you recognize someone as a true as a patriotic Nigerian who has sacrificed himself for the others to be, and will be the young man there with the child who is to take care of the person? Why not use the federal power to grant a life scholarship to the young man so that, let's say, that boy should be a boy in the nursery school, let's say from his nursery school probably to university level, so that at least he would be something to the person, because if the father was alive, at least he would have take care of the family and not just the family, the boy and the rest.
If this was not done, for you, the recognition is worthless.
Okay. All right, then.
It was a question, actually.
Thank you for your company.
Okay, all right. What do you make of the situation, John? Is Joe Blackson representative of the Nigerian spirit, or is he an exception to the rule, an anomaly even? And what do you make of the president recognizing his act of bravery or his act of heroism? Your take? We've got some time to go. I've got a commercial break coming up in a moment, I do believe. Just a quick confirmation of that. Absolutely so. But I can still take a few more thoughts before then. I've got 913, hello.
Hello, good evening.
All right, go ahead, please.
I think I must go start is a true representative of the Nigerian bravery spirit, but not all Nigerians. I believe this guy is a young man, a youth. He was a young man before he died, and this is typical of the kind of thing we expect from every young person in Nigeria. He's brave. Of course, he did it the hard way. Nobody expected that anybody died to sacrifice himself for that. But it happened that it happened the way it did. He paid the supreme price for some other person to live. So the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, he did the right thing by honoring this young man. Even if it took a period of about 3 years, I think it's better late than never.
Are you convinced that most Nigerians would act in a similar fashion?
Yes, some, not all. Not most, please.
Oh, okay.
I think it's rare, but I know that so many Nigerians, especially young ones, will take the same tools, but not everybody, and not most Nigerians. But I believe that few Nigerians have this spirit, and even if some of them, the activities remain unannounced. But there are so many who have been doing this for some time. But if I would advise the president, I think he should do something more than that. I think from what I heard so far, the woman was lamenting that ever since the man died, it has not been easy. And I think financially too, it has not been easy. So if there's anything the president can do on his own, I think to alleviate the suffering of this young woman and the two children, he should do it too, in addition to what he did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I've got Waldo from Unipol to welcome. Please go on.
Good evening, Dayo.
Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that, like other colleagues have said, that it's better this late than never. Ordinarily, one would have thought that the president or the presidency would have reacted to this matter at the time it happened. But we didn't see much of that. Well, on the issue of whether this represents the true Nigerian spirit, I would say it's better to, it would be nice for us to first define what the Nigerian spirit is. I don't think that if Joe Blackson knew that he was going to die saving other Nigerians, and knowing that perhaps he would have been treated this way, wherein the president would have waited for about 3 years before they do something, that he would have elected to die. Because in this country, we see people who are even paid to die for other Nigerians right away when it matters most. So I don't think it's a true representation of the Nigerian spirit. Ordinarily, if we had people who have over the years developed that spirit of loving our country and wanting to die for it, then you can say so. But even those people who are in authority, like the president of the country, I'm sure that if there's a situation where Buhari is to elect whether to die for Nigeria or live and allow Nigeria to die, he will likely elect to live and allow Nigeria to die. Now, on the issue of whether what has been done is enough, I don't think it's enough. They need to go further to tell us clearly what they are doing to recognize such a hero. It is a true hero of Nigeria. And something should be done beyond just recognition to cater for the dozens that he has left behind. Thank you.
You're very welcome.